他在这里能够奉你名来聚集，叫我们能够在主里面，无论是任何方式来敬拜，叫我们的心都也是对的，就要以专注的为主为神。感谢主恩典，奉主的圣名祈求，阿门。I try to catch up with the culture too.
我个人也想要向潮流跟进。
I try to print out my sermon, but the seems like the printer somehow didn't work the way I wanted.
我本来想要打印我的稿子出来的，但是我的打印机没办法把它打印出来。
So I have to use the iPad.
所以我现在就用了我的平板电脑。
So if there's any problems along the way, you know, just be patient, okay?
如果中途如果我遇到了，比如说像科技上面的障碍的话，请大家耐心一点。
Because I'm literally computer illiterate, you know.
因为其实我本身对科技是一窍不通的。
So anyway, so we are.When we start today, we are going to talk about the spiritual gifts.
今天我们的话题是属灵的恩赐。
Okay, sorry, thank you. Now, we talk about God all the time.
我们经常都会把神这个字眼放在嘴边。
Now, God is so common a vocabulary existing in all the religions in the world.
如果你去看所有的宗教的话，每一个宗教都有他们所说的神。
And each religion's God has its own perception of his God.
而且每个宗教都对自己的神有自己的见解。
They're including how he or she does look like.
比如说这个神应该长什么样。
And how does, what does he like or not like?
这个神应该喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
And what should we do to please him, to please this God?
作为信徒的话，你要做些什么样的事情来使这个神让他觉得你是一个好的信徒。
So in reality, all these gods are within our realm of understanding.
所以如果你去看这所有宗教的话，他们的神的理解都是可以在人类可理解的范畴里面的。
Now, if this God is truly a higher human being,
但如果你去想的话，如果这个神真的是超越人类的话，
and more powerful than all humans,
比所有的人类都要有能力，
and he resides in a totally different world from us,
而且他住的是另外一个空间，
it's not logical that we can understand this God completely.
如果你是用逻辑去想的话，其实能明完全明白这个神长什么样，想要什么，这完全是不符合逻辑的。
But each religion, you can see that there's some way that they advise people to do to please this God.
你看
to please their God.
如果你去看所有宗教的话，他们都会有 一系列要做的事情来使他们的所谓的神去高兴的。
Why is it so?
为什么呢？
Because their God are kind of created by the human imagination.
因为他们的神是他们人类的心里臆想出来的。
Now, on the other hand, Bible believes in a triune God.
但是圣经的话，我们相信的是一个三一神。
And there's a term called Trinity. You know, there's three in one, one in three.
其中有一个神学的词汇叫做三一真神，就是在一个神里面有三个位格，或者三个里面又是同一个。
And God includes the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
如果我们去说上帝的话，我们知道它通常代表的是你要说到圣父、圣子、圣灵。
No one knows exactly what this means.
其实没有人完全知道这是三一真神的奥秘到底是怎么一回事。
And someone used the water as an example.
有人曾经以水作为一个例子，想要去解释。
This steam is water.
比如说水蒸气是水。
Liquid water is water.
液态的水也是水。
Ice is water.
冰块的话，它的本质也还是水。
Basically, all of the formula of the chemical formula of H2O.
所以如果你去看的话，化学的本质它们都是一样的，只是表达出来的方式不一样。
But this cannot fully explain who God is.
但就算这样一个好的例子，它也不能完全把三一真神的奥秘完全的解释出来。
No one of us here can understand fully how God is and how He operates.
因为实在的，我们没有一个人能够理解神的奥秘。
But we are roughly informed in the Bible on how they work together.
但是圣经也给了我们足够的信息，让我们知道这三者是怎么样互相同工的。
The Father, who is the director and the creator of all things.
圣父就是宇宙万物的创造者，他也就像是一个总导演这样一个角色。
The Son, Jesus Christ, is the executor of the Father's salvation plan.
那耶稣基督呢，就像是一个去实行的执行者，他把圣父的救恩去整个施行出来。
And then also he's the final judge of the world.
同时他也会在世界的末日的时候做最终的审判。
And the Holy Spirit works among believers after Jesus resurrected and returned to heaven.
那圣灵呢，就是在耶稣回到了天家之后，在信徒当中做工。
And he's a seal for our salvation.
它就是我们每个人救恩的印记。
And to guide us every day of our life.
在我们每天的生活里面给我们做指引。
And he produces a godly characters in us.
而且它要引领我们每天都可以活出属神的一个生命和品格。
And he gives us the abilities to serve him.
它也给我们能力去侍奉神。
Now today, I just want to focus on this last point about the abilities given by the Holy Spirit to serve God.
今天呢，我想要看的是圣灵这一块。我刚刚讲到最后的，我提到的那一点，就是他怎么样给我们能力去侍奉神。
And this ability is called spiritual gifts.
他这里说的能力呢，就是我今天要说的主题，属灵的恩赐。
So spiritual gift is the God-given talents for the purpose of glorifying God.
所以属灵的恩赐是来自于神的，它其中的目的就是为了让我们去荣耀神。
Now some of the spiritual gifts might coincide with our natural talents.
有的时候你去看的话，属灵的恩赐跟我们本人的恩赐其实是可以是同一个的。
Someone might have the music talents before he was a Christian.
比如说有的人信主之前，他在音乐方面就有很好的造诣。
But after he became a believer, he just used his music talents to serve the Lord in music ministry.
但是他信主之后呢，他就继续用他音乐方面的才能在平时教会里面去侍奉神。
Some of the abilities might develop after he became a Christian.
有的属灵的恩赐呢，是在你信主之后慢慢发掘出来的。
And some of them might be supernatural in nature.
有的时候属灵恩赐也可以是超自然的。
Such as healing the sick.
比如说你有医治的能力。
Speaking in tongue.
说方言。
What it means speaking in tongue means that you can speak a language which you have never learned before.
说方言的意思就是你能够说出一个语言是你从来没有学过的。
Just like on the day of Pentecost, the apostles, you know, they preach in a foreign language.
就好像在五旬节的时候，圣经里面讲到使徒们是如何用各种不同的方言去讲道。
Or performing miracles.
或者去行神迹。
Now all of this we look at as spiritual gifts.
我刚刚说的这所有的都算是属灵的恩赐。
Before one become a believer,
在一个人成为信徒之前呢，
the ability might be used for personal purpose.
我们很多时候我们的才干都是为我们个人的计划所用。
For example, you use your gifts, you know, your music gift to make a living.
比如说，如果你是一个有音乐方面造诣的人，你肯定把音乐作为一个谋生的工具。
Or maybe you try to entertain other people.
或者你把音乐作为一个娱乐朋友的工具。
Or maybe also helping other people also.
或者你把音乐作为一个帮助他人的工具。
After you dedicate your abilities to serve God.
但是当你把这样的才能放在教会的环节里面去侍奉主的话
，It will be used by God to bring people to Himself.
神就会用你这样的才干去把人带到他的面前。
Yeah, you ask the question, does every believer have at least one spiritual gift?
你可能会问到说，那对于所有的信徒来说，是不是每个人至少会有一样的属灵恩赐呢？
Yes, God equipped every Christian with spiritual gifts to serve him.
的确是这样子的，神给每一个信徒至少一样的属灵恩赐。
He won't ask you to do something that you're not capable of doing.
神不会叫你去做一件事情是超出你个人能力范畴的。
Does every Christian only have one gift?
那另外一个问题就是，是不是每个人只有一样的属灵恩赐呢？
You might know someone who can preach well.
你可能会认识一个人，说他很会讲道。
And also can sing well.
然后他也很会唱歌。
And have shown some outstanding administrative skill.
然后他也很会管理。
But according to Romans and 1 Peter 4:10.
但是如果你去看彼得前书四章十节的话
，And which is shown here on the screen.
现在我们在屏幕上面也有。
God wants us to focus on just using one spiritual gift.
如果你去看英文经节里面，它里面讲到的是，神希望我们聚焦的是一样的属灵恩赐。
Why so?
为什么会这样说呢？
God does not want His church to be just a one-man show.
因为神不希望教会变成一个独角秀。
God wants the whole congregation, the whole church as a whole, to be His witness.
他希望整个教会可以。一起的同工使整个教会作为一个见证
because the church as a whole can be a much powerful witness to God
因为如果整个教会成为一个见证而不是一个人成为而不是只看一个人的话那么这样整个教会所行出来的见证会是一个更有能力的见证
and here in John chapter 13 verse 34 to 35
现在我们看约翰福音的十三章三十四到三十五节
and Paul here says I give you a new commandment
我赐给你们一条新命令
that they can love each other.
乃叫你们彼此相爱
What's the purpose of this?
这句话的为什么会这么说
So that everyone will know that you are my disciples.
要这么做的原因是因为这样子众人就因此认出你们是门徒了。
There's no love among people in the world.
如果你去看世界的话，人与人之间是没有爱的关系存在的。
So by the time they have shown that they can love each other, they stand themselves out to be the witness for Christ.
所以当你看到众人之间有爱在他们当中的话，他们就完全可以被认出来是这是不一样的一群人。
Even in the Old Testament time, you know, God has the same purpose.
甚至你去看旧约的话，你会看到非常相似的信息。
In Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 to 6,
在出埃及记里面这么说。
Is the God want to make the nation of Israel to be a nation of priests?
他这里讲到了，他想要把以色列作为一个圣洁的国，祭司的国度。
He want to show the neighboring countries that this is how God's people behave, and that's how God blessed them.
因为神要想让以色列人做一个见证的存在，让邻国人都看见他们是如何在行为和其他方面跟其他国家都可以分别出来，神也为什么因此去祝福他们。
So that's why God used the whole group, a church as a whole, you know, to witness for him.
这就是为什么神使用整一个教会来作为一个见证的存在。
Another reason what God wants the interdependence among believers.
另外一个神也强调了信徒与信徒之间的互相依靠。
Because he tried to prevent individual arrogance.
因为神想要阻挡个人的骄傲。
There's always a temptation in among us, in within us, they don't want to be somebody.
作为人类，我们不可避免的会有一个倾向，就想要我们每个人都想要脱颖而出。
We want to be the center of attention.
我们都想要成为焦点。
We want to glorify ourselves and glorify God.
我们都想要荣耀自己，而不是荣耀神。
And that's why how Satan fell, you know.
这也是为什么撒旦在神的面前被击落。
But some of you might say, I don't know what my spiritual gifts is.
可能有些在座的会说，我并不知道我自己的属灵恩赐是什么。
How many of you here knows exactly what your spiritual gifts is?
我就很想问一下，在座大家有哪些人知道自己的属灵恩赐是什么的？
哇，一手都没有。
Nobody raised their hand.
Not even one hand.
一只手都没有。
What have you been doing? Donald, what's your spiritual gifts? Okay.
Donald 的属灵恩赐可能是讲道。
Anyway, you might say that I don't know what my gifts is.
我们当中的确有很多人可能会真的不知道自己的属灵恩赐是什么。
Don't worry.
不要担心。
If you have a heart to serve God, God will show you. God will tell you what your spiritual gifts is.
如果你真的有心想要去侍奉主的话，神会告诉你一步一步的，你这个属灵的恩赐是什么。
It is not.A formula you follow, okay?
这不是一个可以一步一步走过去了你就知道的，像一个公式这样的存在。
Like number one, you do this.
不是说第一步你要做啥。
Number two, you do this.
接下来你又要做什么
？If you finish all these steps, you will know what your spiritual gift is.
如果你把所有指示上面的步骤全部做完了，你就知道你的属灵恩赐是什么，不是这样子的。
Knowing your spiritual gift is like knowing the will of God.
想要知道自己的属灵恩赐是什么，你也就是需要去知道神的旨意是什么。
It all starts from your heart, okay?
这都是从心开始的。
That's what Paul teaches in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
所以在罗马书十二章一到二节里面，保罗是这么指教我们的。
Let's all read it together, okay?
我们一起读。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So how do we know the will of God here?
所以如果根据刚刚我们读的两节，我们怎么知道我们自己的属灵恩赐是什么呢？
Paul did not say number one you do this, number two you do this.
保罗没有说第一步你要做什么，第二步你要做什么。
He only say offer yourself as a sacrifice to God.
他只说了把你自己献上作为一个活祭。
And then you live a life pleasing to him.
然后你要活出一个生命是讨他喜悦的。
Then you automatically know what the will of God is.
然后你就会知道你属灵的恩赐是什么。
And you know that the will of God is what? The nature of the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect.
那如果我们说神的旨意本性是什么样的，你去看的话，就像刚刚这里说的，善良、纯全。
So God will let you know what your spiritual gift is.
所以神会告诉你你的属灵恩赐是什么。
It starts from your heart, okay? You serve after God.
整一个的起点是从你心里面开始的。
Now today's passage is from the book of 1 Corinthians from chapter 12 to chapter 14.
今天其实我们主要看的经节是哥林多前书。
And these three chapters is very condensed chapters, you know, to talk about focus on the spiritual gifts.
讲到属灵恩赐的话是十二章到十四章，这几章其实它其中的内容都非常的丰富。
And we got no time to finish reading the whole chapter, so we just select as a passage from there.
因为它这三章其实很长，我就只挑其中几节我来大概的讲讲。
Okay, so let's read together this 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 to 13, verse 7.
我们先看十二章的二十八节到三十节。
Okay, let's read together.
神在教会所设立的第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的，岂都是使徒吗？岂都是先知吗？岂都是教师吗？岂都是行异能的吗？岂都是得恩赐医病的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是翻方言的吗？你们要切切地求那更大的恩赐。我现今把最妙的道指示你们。我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了明堕罗想的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够渡山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然有余力。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是夸张狂，不做害羞的事。不求自己的益处，不嫉妒他人，不计较人的恶，不喜欢利益，喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Now the Corinthian believers were very gifted groups.
哥林多教会的信徒们其实是一群非具有很多属灵恩赐的。
They have all kinds of spiritual gifts there.
你在他们身上，你就看到各种各样的恩赐。
But unfortunately, they seem to have a misunderstanding of the purpose of the gifts.
但是很不幸的，这些信徒们他们对属灵恩赐的理解是不出现了分叉。
Especially in the area of speaking in tongues.
特别是在说方言这一点的认识上面。
They thought that if they have some supernatural ability.
他们觉得能说方言的信徒就是那种有超能力的信徒。
超能力的
恩赐。
恩赐 ，okay。And they think that if they have that kind of gifts, they will be more superior than those, you know, who don't have it.
他们觉得那种会说方，所以他们觉得会说方言的信徒也就比其他的信徒更高人一等。
Now Paul here in these three chapters trying to explain to them the true meaning of spiritual gifts and how to implement them.
在我们刚刚读的那几节里面呢，这几章其实讲的就是保罗想要跟他们说属灵的恩赐到底是什么一回事，而且我们应当怎么样去使用我们的恩赐。
From the question, starting from verse 29 here.
我们先看二十九节这里说的，他给列的一系列的问。
From verse 29, in verse 29 and verse 30, Paul asks a whole bunch of questions.
保罗列了很多的问题，是去问哥林多教会的。
Are we all apostles? Are we all prophets? Are we all teachers?
我们都是使徒吗？先知吗？教师吗？
And apparently he expected the answer no.
很明显的，他在这里问的一系列问题，他的正确答案就应该是否定的。
In the early part of 12, we haven't read, okay? Paul touched them about the church is like each individual is like different body parts.
其实，在十二章你去看之前的经文的话，我们没有读到在这里。他之前的经文讲的都是每一个信徒都像是。教会的就像是一个身体的不同的肢体。
Some of them might be the ear, some of them might be the arm, some of them might be the eye.
有的人可能是眼睛，有的人可能是耳朵，有的人可能是手。
And each depend on each other to fulfill the whole function of the church.
你身体的每一个部位都是彼此依赖，需要彼此协调的。
Now these few verses here, this couple of verses, is just a recap of what he has taught, you know, before this.
所以这里二十八到三十节，也就是刚刚所说很多节的一个小总结。
He just put it in a question form to remind them.
他只是一个反问的形式，再次去提醒哥林多。
And that's why he expects all these answers to these questions are no.
所以所有答案在二十九和三十节这里的问题都应该是否定的。
But suddenly comes verse 31. It's kind of a strange verse here.
但是突然之间，你从刚刚所有的反问句到了三十一节，你会看到三十一节是有点不承上启下。
And Paul brings up the subject of greater gifts.
三十一节这里保罗提到了更大的恩赐。
As there were some gifts who are bigger than the other.
他刚刚不是否定了没有更大的恩赐吗？但他这里又提到了一个啊，怎么会有一个更大的恩赐呢
？Those gifts are higher value, you know, than the other gifts.
这个恩赐比其他的还要更大。
And then Paul makes some strange, even strange comment about these greater gifts.
然后他对这个更大的恩赐后面又跟了一节更奇怪的话。
And he say you have to desire after these gifts.
他就说你们要切切的求
Now is there higher gifts is there bigger greater spiritual gifts
所以这里的恩赐它指的更大是什么是指价值吗
Or all gifts are equal
还是到底说他刚刚一直在提倡的那个想法就是所有的恩赐都是同等的
The greatest gifts here seems like to go against all Paul has just talked about in the early part of 12
因为如果你看三十一节的前半节的话，你感觉到这前半节的存在就相当于推翻了他刚刚二十几节话的说的话。
And then even more intriguing is the latter part of chapter, is verse 31.
更有趣的是，如果你看三十一节的后半节
，And he tells Charles, "I'm going to tell you the most excellent way."
他讲到说要把最妙的道指示你们。
What is this most excellent way?
这最妙的道是什么意思
？Is that does your spiritual gifts?
他这里讲的是属灵的恩赐吗
？Or is that the love he keep on talking about in chapter 13?
还是他这里最妙的道指的是他接下来十三章要讲的爱呢
？How does love, you know, related to the spiritual gifts?
爱是怎么样和属灵恩赐接在一起的
？Now, so if I don't have love, if love is a spiritual gift,
如果爱是一个属灵恩赐的话
，If I don't have love, that means if I don't have this gift, I don't have love, right? I don't have love.
如果你这么去理解的话，是不是说，如果我没有这样的恩赐，我就没有办法去爱人
？So this verse seems like an awkward transition from chapter 12 to chapter 13.
所以，如果你单单去看的话，三十一节感觉不像是十二节、十二章和十三章一个很好的转接句。
This verse has puzzled me for some time before.
我以前呢，一直都觉得三十一节的存在是我搞不懂的，我一直都搞不懂。
Until I listened to an interpretation by Dr. Timothy Lin, 林道亮牧师。
直到有一天，我听到林道亮牧师他这么解释。
I think it makes the most sense to me.
我觉得他的解释是我迄今为止听到最好的解释。
This verse being translated by the but earnestly desire the greater gifts.
如果他当时是以英文的翻译去看的。
Okay, 这里看到说求更大的恩赐这一节。Okay, verse 31.This verse here can be translated into two ways.
前半节如果你自己去看的话，你会发现它整个翻译可以分成两种不同的翻译。
Depends on the mood you use.
这两种翻译的不同就在于你使用者语气的不同。
It's just something like, oh yeah.
就好像你听英文这个词 oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
但是你一个人讲话不同的兴奋程度代表了就是不同的意思。
No, the following illustration just for the Chinese speaking congregation only, okay? So don't have to translate. 我一阵子以前听过有一个人讲评论有关中国的乒乓球队跟足球队。他说中国的乒乓球队是谁都赢不了，中国的足球队也是谁都赢不了。大家听得懂吗？听得懂啊？第一个谁都赢不了，就是没有人能够打败他。来，中国乒乓球队。第二个谁都赢不了的时候，就是说他们就输给每一队，他每场打球都输的， okay? 都赢不了任何队。所以就是说，评论都是一样，谁都赢不了。可是听的人就明白，喏，这个说话什么意思 ？OK。So even you say the same thing.It might mean totally two different things, okay?
That's why same words can bring out different meanings depending on the mood of the speaker.
By the time it's being translated into imperative mood, there are two moods there. One of them is the imperative mood.
If you...
There are two moods, okay?
有两种不同的语气。
The first one is imperative mood.
第一种语气是指示型的语气。
It's an order, okay?
是一个命令，你要这么去做。
And this was translated by most of the translations. Okay.
如果你去看经，如果你去看圣经的话，大多数圣经都是用命令型的语气去翻译这一节。
So that's what I say here. You know, you hear that Paul is ordering them to seek after the desire after the greater gifts.
所以你会看到三十一章前半节，他自己说的就像是一个指令，就是说你们要这么干。
The second way of translating this in the second mood is called indicative mood.
另外还有一种可能的翻译的语气呢，叫做暗示型、指示型。
It's a discourse, a description of the situation.
第二种的语气就是一种论述的语气，它在描述一件事情。
Now, if it's being translated in indicative mood, what does that mean?
如果我们去用第二种去看暗示、去看论述这样的语气的话，这句话应该说出来什么样的呢？
Paul was just describing the situation in the Corinthian church then.
那就是整句话，如果你要用第二种去看的可能性的话，就是说保罗当时这句话指的是哥林多教会当时发生的事情，当时大家都在追求那更大的恩赐。
What it means is that you should speak for me already, okay? The Corinthian believers are seeking after greater gifts.
当时哥林多的人他们就在找那更大的恩赐。
And I think using this way of translation is a much bigger, smoother transition from chapter 12 to chapter 13.
所以如果你去看第二个暗指型、论述型的语气的话，你会觉得说这突然间十二章跟十三章衔接的就比较和谐了。
What Paul was telling them is that you folks in Corinthians church, you think that there are different levels of importance of spiritual gifts.
所以如果我们用白话文去翻译，刚刚我们看那些经文，就是说保罗在指责他们，你们这些哥林多人啊，你们觉得属灵的恩赐是分三六九等的。
Oh, that's why you're trying to seek, you're seeking after those you think are more superior, greater gifts.
所以你们呢，就在求那些更大的恩赐，那些九等、六等、更高等的恩赐。
And that's why Paul then followed by saying, "Now I'm telling you the proper way of looking at spiritual gifts."
所以我现在要指教你，应当怎么样去看恩赐。
And Paul here talks about the most excellent way.
然后他就引出了说最妙的道是什么？
Which is the following chapter about love.
也就是接下来的十三章讲到爱。
So what Paul trying to tell the church, the Corinthian church, is that you folks have a wrong attitude and understanding what spiritual gifts are.
所以保罗在这里对他们的是责备，责备他们说你们对属灵的恩赐的态度完全是错误的。
Especially their attitude towards those with some supernatural nature, like speaking in tongues, which is talk about in chapter 14.
特别是他们对那些所谓有高等恩赐人的追求，比如说像说方言那样子。
You thought those gifts, those are greater gifts, and make you more important in the church.
你觉得说那是更大的恩赐，因为有这样的恩赐的话，你在教会里面就会被更多的人敬拜啊、崇敬。
And they tell you that no, that's not the way.
但保罗说这样是不对的，这不是真正应该怎么样去看恩赐。
The most important thing is love.
真正最重要的恩赐里面是爱。
And that's why from chapter 12 it leads into chapter 13, which is the most famous chapter in the Bible.
这就是为什么从十二章我们说到恩赐，接下来讲到了爱，第十三章也是基本上整本圣经很出名的一章。
And this gives you a much more smoother transition from chapter 12 into chapter 13.
这样子看的话，十二章和第十三章的衔接也就更加的自然而然了。
Chapter 1, we just read about chapter 13, about love.
我们刚刚读到了十三章讲爱的经文。
Here's what it is. Let's read it again, okay?
我们再读一遍。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒。不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
So here, Paul talk about here is, it seems that I have a different. That's not what I have in mind here. Just wait a minute. Sorry. I just have some problems here.See, I use hard copies, and this is the first time I use a notepad.
我以前都是用纸质的，所以你打出来就一页一页可以翻嘛。但是现在用的是平板电脑，有的时候滑上滑下就不是像以前我习惯的那样子。
I'm a computer illiterate, you know.
所以我说我对科技是一窍不通的，就是这么回事。
It's surprised I work in the Silicon Valley in high tech, but then I still.
很讽刺的是，因为我其实是在硅谷工作的，但我这个人其实对那边的。
My neighbor is what's that? Facebook, you know, and Apple, you know, but I know nothing about them.
我公司的邻居呢，就比如说像脸书啊，比如说像谷歌啊，这些一些大的电子公司，但是我真的是对他们一窍不通。
You know what? This is the I forward the wrong passage to myself.
我把其实我写讲到有好几稿，我把一个错的稿发给自己了。
So what should I do?
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. What?
Wing it.
Wing it. Yeah, that's a new term I learned. Wing it.
Maybe you can follow your slides.
Okay, I'll try to follow.
You have some verses from Haggai and some other books that come up.
Yeah, you have that? Okay, I'll just follow my slides. So, I'll just wing it, okay? Is that what you say? You wing it, okay?
好，就尽量的根据我自己上面的一些大纲来讲吧。
I just forget. This is the first time it happened like this. So next time, I think I'll bring a hard copy. Okay.
下次我就一定是会带纸质的。
For computer illiterate like me, I think it's better safer to have a hard copy. Here's the bottom about the all the about love here. You know.
所以你看这些讲到都是爱的不同的主要的信息。
I think I forward. I don't know why I forward.The wrong message to myself. Let's see. Is anyone here can help me that you can
go to your sent and see if you can find one that you sent to Wen Jun yesterday.
Yeah. I think I delete.
This one, it's Sunday school.
No, just.But I'll just delete the trash. Can I be covered from the trash? Some is lying.
That was from this morning, 7:41.
Yeah. Okay, let me see.
That's the dog.
Okay. Next time I won't use high tech, okay?
下次我再不用高科技了。
It's strange enough, I work in Silicon Valley.
一个不懂科技的人居然在硅谷工作，想都想不通。
Thank you. I always use hard copy instead of electronic copies, you know. Now this is the spiritual gifts.
Yeah, if you scroll down, I think.
No, that's not. That's not. That's not the one. How do we cover from deleting the? How do we get from deleting? Recover.
No,
it's okay. That's fine. This is spiritual gifts, but then I just deleted it this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
That's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is not yours.
No, this is not what I want. This is spiritual gifts. Okay, anyway, that's where the floor. I just want to shorten it and just give the main point, okay?
This
is the first time I go freehand, you know, I'm go. Where was I before? About the spiritual gifts. No.
Transitioning into love.
Transitioning into love?
We finished talking about.
The idea that the difference between the imperative and the indicative.
And now it's time.
Transitioning from the. They're seeking the greater gifts. But Paul is saying here that this is the better way. And
the motive.
Okay, that's why I was in the 13 right now. That's what it is. So in 13, it's talk about what love is.
13章讲到了爱是什么。
And Paul says, like, thank you for Donald for transitioning for me. That, before that, they were comparing each other.
之前大家都在将恩赐看谁的恩赐更大。
So that's why they have this kind of thinking about what the greater gift is.
这就是为什么大家会说，诶，谁的恩赐更大呢？会有这样的想法。
But here is transition into this one here. What Paul tells them exactly what love is.
但在这里，他直接的说出爱应该是什么样的。
So before that, we're talking about that verse there in the last verse. You know, if you translate into that before the slides there, that we are looking for a bigger gift, a greater gifts. Okay.
所以刚刚我们讲到31节。
That they are looking for greater gifts. Of course, they know this is not the right attitude to look for.
保罗责备他们说：“你不应该以那样的态度去看更大的恩赐。”
Because by the time we translate, what it actually means is Paul just say, "You guys think that there's greater gifts, and you are seeking after it."
因为翻成白话文的话，就是说你们这些哥林多的人，你们就是在求那更大的恩赐。
But I'll tell you the more important things, the more wonderful way of doing of what you should seek after.
但是我现在来告诉你们最妙的道，你们应该去求的是什么？
And that transition into the book chapter 13, which is the famous chapter in the First Corinthians.
所以就这样转到了十三章里面讲到的最妙的道，指的就是那个爱。
And here, Paul just give them the idea of what love is.
保罗大概在这里把爱画成了一个图画给他们看，爱到底是什么样的。
And then later on, he just telling them, you know.
然后接下来他要给他们接着说。
Even the love itself, you know, even if we can just do all kinds of things like this describing here.
就算你能做所有的事情，就像现在幻灯片上面打了一样。
But without love, you're nothing.
如果没有爱的话，你就什么都算不上。
And so Paul is trying to give the church of Corinthians, Please pray for me. Okay, let's have a couple of prayer, and then let me recollect what I prayed on. Donald, can you pray for me? Can you record? Yeah, that's fine. Can you do it? It locked it. Spiritual gifts. This is.
Yeah, this is the beginning. You have to close down. This is shifting happening. Here. That's what we just talked about. Radical concepts are going to be.
This is spiritual gifts. This is spiritual gifts. That's not the right one. Okay. Yeah, this one.
Mm-hmm.
Just be patient a little bit. I think I'll just get, we're getting there. No, 不用, 不用. I don't think this is fine. Sorry, guys. Anyway, I'm sorry that I just picked the wrong thing. Just pray for me that I'll just finish this quickly because I don't have the scope with me. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk about the Paul's idea about the spiritual gifts. It is not. What's that? You can I get it? I'm sorry. I'll try. I'll just give you a summary of the, the summary of what the context is.
好，我先给大家一个总结。
The most important thing of serving God is not how big you are, you know.
侍奉主的中心不是在乎你，不是在乎于你这个人有多少的才干，有多了不起。
The chapter in love, you know, just talk about.That what's the essence in serving the Lord? Exercise. How does it exercise your spiritual gifts?
如果你去看十三章讲爱的经节的时候，你就会发现，真正你是怎么样要行出爱的，这才是真正你要去把你属灵的恩赐发挥出来的本身。
So about all this time that they're talking about, you know, that all kinds of gifts, you know, the tongues and things like this, and some of them think that they are more superior than the other.
刚刚我们看到哥林多教会里面有人，大家的恩赐都是不一样的，但是有的人他就会觉得说，因为我的恩赐是超自然一点的，所以我会觉得我比人家了不起。
And they think they are more spiritual than the other ones.
他们也因此觉得说我比人家更加属灵。
And Paul tell them, no, that's not the case.
保罗跟他们说不是这样子的。
That's why transition into chapter 13, between chapter 12 and chapter 14.
所以也就有了中间十三章、十二章和十四章之间。
It's all about love.
说到了爱。
The most important thing is not how big a shot you are, how talented you are, you know.
重点不是在于你有多少才干，你这个人有多了不起。
You can speak in tongues, you can do a whole bunch, perform all the miracles.
你可以说方言，你可以做各样神迹。
Yes, maybe.That's okay. That's fine. Okay. That's okay. That's fine. But then the most important thing is love.
但是最重要的还是回到爱。
So I'll go. This is the first time I go freehand. You know.
这是我第一次要。
Trying to recall what I put down myself.
这是我第一次讲到完全毫没有准备的上来。
So the transition here is that Paul just telling them that without love.That's the essence of exercising everything.
爱是你做所有，就是爱是你做所有事情的本源。
And the Corinthians was thinking about exercising their gifts with the pride. You know, they think that they try to compare with each other. You know, my gift is bigger than yours.
但是哥林多人呢，他们做所有事情的本源是骄傲，他们所以因此就会互相的攀比他们之间的属灵的恩赐。
But Paul tried to tell them no.Every gifts are the same. Okay, there's no greater gift per se.
所以保罗才跟他们说，所有的恩赐都是一样的，没有说更大的恩赐。
The essence of exercising all the gifts is love. That's the motive.
属灵恩赐要行出来的其中的本源就是爱，你要靠着爱去行出这些恩赐。
And so among in church here right now, each one of us has a different spiritual gifts.
所以今天在教会里面，我们每个人的恩赐都不一样。
But yet, without love, all these gifts are nothing.
但是如果我们在恩赐后面没有爱的话，我们这些恩赐都是白搭。
Just pray for me. I think that I just feel I'm totally blank.
请大家为我祷告，因为我觉得我现在脑子里面就是一片空白的，我也不知道为什么。
I don't know why I cannot recall my message.
我完全想不起来我之前的经文是什么。
It's the first time happened to me like this.
也是第一次发生到我身上。
So.Donald, can you pray for me?
God, we are grateful for Steve. We're grateful for your love that we see in him. God, we're thankful for the preparation, right? I've heard Steve talk about this message for months. We pray, Lord, that you would work in Steve's heart. That you would bring to mind that which you have placed there. Again, God, we're grateful that you're working in our hearts. And that everything doesn't have to be polished or perfect for that to happen. Teach us, Lord, your holy word. In Jesus' name.
Let's just go to a conclusion.
我们来做一个结论。
When we serve, the exercise of spiritual gifts is the heart is most important.
当我们在教会，当我们去侍奉神的时候，心是最重要的。
Not that what kind of gifts do you have?
不是说我们这个人有多有能力。
And how great you are, you know, what kind of ability do you have?
也不是说你这个人有多么的有才华。
The gift is the most important thing is what's your heart before the Lord.
最重要的是你在神的面前，你对神的心意是什么样的。
By the time, even though we might not have that gifts, we might not have that ability, but God will give us the special ability, you know, to accomplish what He set out to do.
只要我们在神愿意去有一颗侍奉他的心，神会给我们相对的恩赐，让我们可以去侍奉他。
So the most important thing is each one of us has a right heart.
所以最重要的是，我们每个人在神面前都要有一个对的心意。
It's not what we do.
不是说我们做什么，我们有什么才干。
It's what we are.
而是说我们是个什么样的人。
How we are as a believers.
我们作为信徒，我们在神面前是一个什么样的本性。
That we can serve him, you know, meaningfully.
这样我们才能是在他面前去侍奉他是有意义的。
I'm sorry, I messed up today.
想跟大家道歉，我今天没有把我的准备工作完全做好。
And because I transferred the wrong copy.
因为我把我稿子的另外一个版本发给了自己。
But.Just the take-home lesson is spiritual gift is not the most important thing.
但我今天想在想让大家记住的就一个信息就是属灵的恩赐、属灵的才干并不是最重要的。
The most important thing is love in the Lord.
而是你真正要有一颗爱主的心。
So when you exercise your gifts, you know, exercise it with the love for the Lord, you know.
所以当你要去使用你的恩赐的时候，你要使用的记得背后的意义是为了荣耀他。
Donald, can you close? For us.